Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Get Fucked, a pervy girl's guide. There are plenty of advice articles on how to fuck. They'll give instructions on what to do, where to touch, and, if you're lucky, how to find out exactly what will make your partner scream, "Holy fuck, yes," in the middle of an orgasmic spasm. But I'm a connoisseur of a role that's often painted as passive. I like to fuck, but more than that, I like to get fucked. And there are so many different active ways to get fucked. It's not just a case of lying there like a cat that's got some particularly salty cream. Let me take you through a few filthy examples. Get fucked romantically. Slow moans, lots of lip biting, squeezing tight around whoever's fucking you and lingering over every single touch. Like you're in an old school chocolate advert and you need to savour every mouthful. This is the kind of fuck the lead characters in a rom-com have when they finally get together, but much, much hotter because it's real. And that pounding ache in your cunt is entirely unscripted. Get fucked coquettishly, where you're playing innocent, like, do what you want, with a coy smile and a hope they'll choose to do something that makes them feel a bit filthy. Soft whispers and questions that nudge but never demand. Do you want to fuck me in the ass? Bat your eyelashes as you say it. Allow a twitch of nervousness to show on your face like you've never done it before. As if you aren't gagging for them to take you up on the offer. Get fucked enthusiastically. This one's all about the wide-eyed joy, the slightly louder than usual noises of appreciation. It's a panted, holy fuck, yes, yes, there. Fingers digging into his back or gripping his arse and pulling him in so it happens at just the right angle. It's me being able to brace my legs against the bed and fuck back against him, nudging him towards the rhythm that I need to come good and hard round his cock. Get fucked like he's serving you. Him pounding hard at my cunt with beads of sweat gathering on his forehead. Me rubbing vigorously at my clit, eyes closed, lips pursed in an expression of determination. This fuck says, I need to come, and the best way to do it is when your dick's just hard enough and in just the right place. He's not there to bestow orgasms on me. He's there because a specific part of his anatomy will ever so slightly enhance my delight. It feels so much nicer to come when there's a rock-solid dick for me to clamp down on while I do it. Get fucked like you cannot handle it. This one combines, your dick is so big, with, I'm a dirty girl. This way to get fucked involves slight expressions of pain. Usually in a deep position when he slams right against the back of my cervix and I know I'll be sore tomorrow, but I cannot bring myself to want him to stop because, oh God, of course I don't want him to stop. Ow, fuck, ouch, keep going, please don't stop. Ouch, fuck, please, 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 please. My favourite way to get fucked. Uncontrollable self-pleasure to the point of actual pain, like I'm gorging on pudding and my stomach aches, but I can't bring myself to put down the spoon. Get fucked like you're not supposed to, as if it's bad or naughty or banned. Examples, when your friends are sleeping in the next room and you whisper, shh, or hold your own hands over your mouth to stop yourself from crying out. When you're in a pub toilet and you have to brace against the door because the lock's broken. When you look into each other's eyes and see not just pleasure there, but complicity in a shared secret. Get fucked like you're a toy. Half your body pushed under the coffee table so just your backside sticks out in the air. Your face down in the carpet and they're holding your hips to brace themselves, telling you to stay perfectly still even though you had absolutely no intention of moving. Get fucked playfully as a challenge to see who can come the quickest or who can hold on longest before they melt into post-orgasmic indifference. Get fucked like you're there to soothe. When you wake in the middle of the night to hear him rubbing frantically at his dick, desperate for the orgasmic release that might just get him to sleep at 4 a.m. and you murmur, come here, fuck me, there. When he moans slightly in the back of his throat at how good your wet cunt feels round his cock and you murmur, that's it, that's good, as he shudders and comes inside you. Get fucked like it's a gift and say thank you afterwards as your trembling hands fumble for the wet knickers you left on the floor. Get fucked angrily, like the only way to burn off a fight is to fuck like you still need to win. Roll over and get fucked like you cannot bear to look at them. Roll over and get fucked like you need them in you now. Get fucked like it's the first or last time ever. Get fucked playfully, happily, angrily, or like you're lazy and you don't want to move. Passive is not the right word to describe what it means to do this. There are many, many active ways to get fucked. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me and my amazing contributors make more of it by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.